It's Friday, and Mark Anderson from the Sacramento Business Journal is here. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Steve.
We check in with the Business Journal on Fridays to talk about the region's economic news. Of course, the big news this week, Mark, was the announcement that Turner Construction will be building the new Kings Arena. Turner builds a lot of sports facilities, right?
Yeah. Right now, Turner's building the 49ers' new Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
Well, what else do you know about them?
Turner's a big New York-based construction company, and it's pretty well-known locally. Turner's had an office in Sacramento since 1983 and it's built some high-profile buildings, such as the new Terminal B at Sacramento International Airport, River City High School in West Sacramento. In fact, Turner had a six-year run of being the number one general contractor in the region as ranked by revenue by our research staff.
All right, well, on the subject of building and development, you guys took a look this week at where future growth and development are likely to happen locally.
Our real estate reporter, Ben Vandermeer, has been following some big freeway interchange projects in our region. These are not just summer road improvement projects. Three or four of these massive projects are new interchanges, and new freeway interchanges tend to open up a path for development.
Well, yeah, I know one of these interchanges is the one on I-5 for an extension of Cosumnes River Parkway in South Sacramento. Now, how's that going to open up more development?
There's a lot of vacant land around Freeport area right off of I-5. It's been vacant for years because there really is no access to it because of creeks and railroad tracks. The interchange opens in a year, and presumably development will follow into an area that's going to be known as Delta Shores.
What about the two big road projects on Highway 99 north of downtown? You think they'll spur development too?
More than likely, they will entice development because they provide access to the area. Although the project at Highway 99 and Alberta Road is being primarily for safety's sake, it removes a stoplight on the highway. The one further north in Sutter County will be a catalyst for a housing project in what is going to be called Sutter Point. And then the fourth project is interchange work on Watt Avenue at Highway 50, which is being done to add bike and pedestrian lanes.
All right. Well, Mark, I got to ask you about the cover of this week's Business Journal. You got a giant stack of paper on the front page. What's that all about?
That nearly 5-inch stack of paper is a 500-page mortgage file. It represents the increase in paperwork and disclosures now necessary to get a new home loan. Lenders say the current files are easily double what they used to be before the financial crisis in 2008.
Wow. So if I want to get a new home loan, I'm going to have to deal with a 500-page mortgage contract. I mean, is that all new loan documents that make it such a huge file?
Not really. It turns out that a lot more of the borrower's financial information is in that file. Lenders told me that people who haven't bought a home in the past 5 years are shocked by how much information they now have to provide to get a loan.
Well, if there's a lot more paper, is there also a lot more cost?
Yes, the costs are much higher, and the banks and mortgage companies will be passing those costs directly through the borrowers. It's not really a big deal now because mortgage rates are so low, but it could be a big issue when interest rates start to rise again.
Any other local business stories we haven't touched on?
Yeah, there's an interesting match going on at the Red Lion Hotel Woodlake Conference Center, which is now sharing its restaurant with Casino Royale, a card club. You know, it's natural to see a casino and a hotel in Las Vegas or Reno, but this is the first one in Northern California outside of a tribal casino. It'll be interesting to see how it works. The owners of the separate businesses hope the two uses drive more customers to each other's services.
That's Mark Anderson with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.